1027, Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
If any of you non-rich people want to go into space for 10 minutes,
yes,
I know a good brownie recipe.
Hot 1027, Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
This is a bit of a privilege, isn't it, really? We can say good morning to Mr. President Donald Trump, but I suppose we can't actually say that because you're not a president anymore. Can we call you...
Excuse me. You're always the president here in the United States. I've always been president. Yeah. I always will be president. Because I'm a stable genius.
But you didn't win. You didn't win, did you?
Doesn't matter. Here in the U.S., you're always president afterwards. But I did win. It was stolen from me, from the radical leftist, left-leaning left people.
You're not bitter at all, are you?
Not at all. I'm always like this. This is why I'm such a winner. I'm a winner at winning. You know, so much winning under me. This country's done so well. And I just want to say, I'm very excited to be talking to the South American people. I love the Latinos.
South African people.
Africa.
Have you heard of...
am I on the right call? South African?
Well,
okay.
Mr. President,
We're South African.
Bunny and myself are South African. Tony's not. He's from the United Kingdom.
You could call me a limey if you want.
I love the British people. I love the British. Me and the Queen, we're like this. We're very, very close. I gave her a tremendous gift. She gave me a book. She gave me a used book. It was like a doorstop from Winston Churchill. You know, and I give such great gifts, and she gave me a crappy gift, and I wasn't very happy about it. But that's okay. I like the Queen. We get along very well.
Hot 1027. Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
You know, I've always realized that I've got a hidden talent.
All right.
You've actually brought it out in me. You're so one-dimensional as an actor.
Yeah. Just give us a line from a famous movie.
Oh, you know, it's so great to have your company this morning that I want to say to you.
Yeah.
It was was that from The Exorcist? It was just like a demonic thing took over you.
No, it was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Hot 1027. Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Ah, it's another piece of genius from John Walland. So you're gonna need a bigger boat. What movie is that from?
I'm guessing it's Titanic.
Are you?
No!
Fred, we'd do it differently. Normally we phone up winners, but you're a loser today. But it doesn't matter. There's nothing up for grabs whatsoever, Fred.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, you haven't lost out.
But you've got a nice persona there.
Disposition.
A nice disposition and persona, because you haven't told me to F off, which is good.
Well, not yet.
It's too early in the morning.
And Fred, you're not technically wrong, because I think Titanic, especially the lifeboats, I think they could have used a bigger boat.
Yeah, that's right,
Fred.
I just thought, you don't get much bigger than that.
No, you don't.
Fred, the movie was Jaws. But you know.
What do sharks do with boats?
They eat them.
Yes. Fred, it's been lovely talking to you. You continue defrosting and have a nice day, all right?
You too.
Cheers, man. Okay, as I always say, can you imagine if our acting skills were really turned into the remake of Jaws?
Toothless Productions presents Jaws. The shockingly bad remake. I used to hate the water.
I can't imagine why.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back to the movies, they did this.
What am I gonna tell the kids?
Tell them I'm gone fishing. Jaws.
Well, this is not a boat accident, and it wasn't any propeller, and it wasn't any coral reef. And it wasn't any Jack the Ripper. It was a shark.
They were completely at sea when they made this one.
Yes, to swim in with bow-legged women.
Out and floating in your direction now.
Hot 1027.
Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
4 degrees and a nice clear sky as well. And going up to around about 14 or so.
Oh.
It'll be a lot warmer when you go to the bottle store at 10.
Oh, yeah. Tony and his brown bag back tomorrow morning.
Hot 1027. Joburg's hottest breakfast show with Tony, Buddy, Simon, John, and Roggedy. Weekday 6 to 9 on Hot 1027.